All right. Oh my gosh, it's happening. It's happening. Hey guys, what's going on? How's it going? I'll just wait a few minutes. Let's see if anyone joins. It's just me and myself right now. That's okay. I can talk to myself. That's fine. Oh wait. Let's see. I haven't gotten any notification. Oh, wait a second. Okay, Facebook's in the house. Is Facebook here? I want to see you. I want to see your comments. Say hello. If you're here, say hello so I can see who you are. Comments. Waiting. Waiting. Come on in. Join me. Join me now. I don't sing, clearly. I mean, that's obvious, right? Hey guys, what's going on? What's happening? Okay, so we have to talk. We can't just like go about our days as like, oh yeah, nothing's happening when like something major is happening. Because it's a big deal. It's a big deal when the president of the United States is officially under investigation by when a Democrat is being investigated by other Democrats. I mean, but it's happening. So let's talk about it. I want to hear your thoughts. I really do. Because there's so many different thoughts and angles on this that people are like, well, this is what I think. And this is what I think. And I'm like, Oh, Johnny, is there a Johnny Ringo on here? That is so cool. My dog is Johnny Ringo from Tombstone. He's the bad guy in Tombstone. That was my husband's choice. I would have named him Doc, but husband went with Johnny Ringo. So anyways, okay. All right. If you're on Instagram, you see my dog. I post him here and there. Johnny Ringo. He's a beautiful dog. Okay. Okay. So it's happened. And what's so funny is I was texting my family earlier today about all of this. And I was like, hey, guys, I know that Garland's going to talk at like 11 o'clock my time. And what if they officially like launch an investigation? People are like, that's crazy. I don't think that's going to happen. Like, really? And it's happened. So I'm getting news as it's coming in right now. So let's just back it up. If you're like, what's going on? Like, what are you talking about? I'm sorry. I'm busy at work. I have no idea what you're doing. What has happened, Rachel? Okay. They found documents, classified documents, that Biden had in his possession after he was no longer vice president. He had an office in Washington, D.C., and they find these classified documents. And they're like, it's no big deal. That's no big deal. There's some classified documents. He didn't even know they were there. Okay. Staff moved him over there. He didn't even know it was happening. And he's cooperating. Like that was the, right. If you were watching the mainstream media, right. That was the approach. And I love watching media because how they approach stuff tells you a ton. It tells you a lot. And in the next 24 hours, you're going to know so much more 24 hours from now, just by watching mainstream media. And I'm not encouraging it, but they'll tell you what's going to happen. If mainstream media goes with this, then you know that this is really bad for Biden. If they like make it like, hey, it's no big deal. If they keep going with the, hey, he's cooperating and it's just a few documents, then we know that this is just going to tinker out. Okay. So next 24 hours, very important. The fact that CNN is covering it, mainstream media is covering it, MSNBC is covering it, and NBC is covering it, all the mainstream media sources are covering this makes me more interested because I'm like, okay, you guys never cover anything that's happening. I mean, the Hunter laptop was just, remember, Russian disinformation, right? Like that's how they cover everything. So the fact that they're covering this says a lot to me. So they find these documents, right? And then what was it? Let me see. I have to find my text. Was it today or yesterday they found more documents? More documents. There's more documents. There's another batch found. I did a satire on this. You guys probably didn't see it if you're on Facebook because Facebook is literally like they're squashing my reach so bad that barely anyone's seeing my videos. So you're going to have to come over to Twitter where I can talk to you freely. And I'm tweeting so much, guys, like what I really think there because we're allowed to now. Facebook, you can't. Like you have to censor yourself and everything you say. So I do a satire on that. They found more batches. It's kind of getting a little more, you know, there's a little more hysteria taking place here. Then this morning it breaks that they found more documents in Biden's garage in Delaware. But Biden said, it's totally fine, guys. It's no big deal.
Don't worry about the classified documents in Delaware because they were in a locked garage next to his Corvette. So it's fine. Like, it's don't worry about it. They're next to his Corvette and no one's tried stealing his Corvette. So the documents are fine. Now, do you remember when it was like all hell was breaking loose when they raided Mar-a-Lago to get documents that Trump had, right? And now we know it was purely political. Like the unnecessary raid of the FBI to a former president's home, totally unnecessary for documents, right? Completely unnecessary. Did this happen to Biden? No. No, it didn't. It didn't happen to Biden. They just slowly, you know, roll it out. Oh yeah, we found more documents, you know. Where is the FBI? Where is the raid? No raid. Doesn't happen because it's purely political. So they put a special counsel together. Special counsel is being formed under a guy, was it agent, Attorney General Herr is the name, I think it is. Here's a background on him. He was appointed by Trump. So like that says something, does it not? Does it say something? Let me know. Okay, he was appointed by Trump. He also, special counsel growing on the Hill that U.S. Attorney David C. Weiss, the Delaware prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden, may have pressured the sudden discovery of Biden's private far-flung stash of classified White House material. This is Paul Sperry, excellent follow on Twitter. He also stated that, hold on. Okay, because it's coming in so fast. There's a bunch of stuff dropping right now. This guy, the special counsel, Herr is his name, H-U-R, I believe. He's the attorney general, and he has donated to Republicans, John McCain, which, I mean, does that count? Christina Nolan and Larry Hogan. And Hogan is like, a Republican in name only. Not really. I mean, he was governor of Maryland, I believe. So, he's donated to RINOs. So that's interesting to me that they did not appoint a far leftist, like far leftist. They appointed like a RINO, which is, you know, in the middle, kind of not as far, not some radical, you know, communist taking the case. So this is interesting to me. What else do we have here? Okay, I'm just giving you this information and then I want to tell you what I'm thinking because I have some thoughts on this. Which it's this touches the Espionage Act. So speculation. Okay, I already said that. So a lot of this, guys, they had these documents. They knew these documents existed. This all came out right before the 2022 election. I think November 3rd, the first batch of documents was found. So the first batch of documents was found. They don't tell anybody because it's right before the election. Again, political, right? So they're keeping that from the American people. They know that Biden has classified documents. Just like Trump did. And then the difference, guys, also very important to notice because a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, if Trump did it, Biden didn't, then they're both disqualified. Like, that's why they're doing this. They're trying to disqualify Biden from running in 24. I think Biden really wants to run in 24. I don't think his handlers do. I don't think the Democrats really want him to run in 2024. So they're, you know, that this is like, let's just let it out, like let it all out. They also know that, congressional hearings are starting to come up, right? They're gonna talk about the Biden crime family. They're gonna talk about all of their dealings while he was Vice President of the United States. His ties to China, his ties to Ukraine. They're gonna talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, everything that's on there. It's gonna be really bad. And if the mainstream media decides to cover it, then more of Americans will find out, like, whoa, this guy's not a good dude. Like, how did he even get here? Well, we got here because the media has been silent on who Biden really is and what his family really is about. So, but all of that will start to kind of leak out as you start to hear these congressional hearings. So the Democrat Party is thinking, okay, this is going to start to, you know, get out there. And now we know that Biden has classified documents. This is bad. This is bad. We need another, we need a plan B, you know, and we don't want him to run in 2024. So let's just let it out. Like, let it out. Let's air it out. They're kind of like airing their dirty laundry. Other people are saying that, you know, maybe it's not a big deal at all, right? Like the skeptics, and I love them when they come to my page, they're like, nothing's going to happen. It's the same old, same old. It's no big deal. And that's possible too. I'll acknowledge that. It's possible too. It's possible they have this investigation. They say, oh yeah, you know, the documents were, they didn't even need to be, they didn't even need to be labeled classified. Like it was a mistake to label them classified. They're no big deal. It's not a big deal. Biden's fine. Like that could be another thing that happens. No big deal. They could also make it a bigger deal. It's a big deal. There's some really big stuff in these documents. Like, who knows? Nuclear secrets like they did with Trump. It's such a big deal. Oh my gosh. And then they're like, well, this disqualifies Biden from running in 2024, but it also disqualifies Trump because, you know, Trump, the difference between Trump and Biden is that Biden was vice president of the United States, okay, at this time that he took these documents, or he had just finished being vice president of the United States to take these documents. The vice president of the United States does not have the legal right to declassify classified documents. Okay. Trump has the legal authority as president of the United States to declassify documents. So regardless of what happens here, it's like, even if they try to pose it as like, oh, it's no big deal. Biden took these documents, but he didn't have the right to declassify them. So why did he have them? And that needs to be the complete, that needs to be the question that Republicans, conservatives continue to push. Even if it's like, oh, it's no big deal. What was he doing with the documents? At least Trump took the documents, totally okay. But he has the angle of saying I declassified them and I was going to declassify them. Like that was my reasoning. What is Biden's reasoning? Like what is your reasoning for taking classified documents? You're legally not allowed to do that and you did that. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So that's the take there. Also, this is a complete wild card take that I have. And people are like, that's crazy. That's not going to happen. But what if they're like, okay, and this is just totally out there. But what if they're like, okay, a lot of bad stuff's going to come out about the Biden family in these congressional hearings. We know he took classified documents, which he's legally not allowed to do. So now that's launched an investigation and they're bad documents. Like whoever found these documents, and that's another thing, like it wasn't FBI raid. It was like people that work for Biden. So, but somebody was looking over this stuff and they're like, dude, I'm not going to jail for this. I'm not, no. Like, let's call somebody and call them now because I'm not, no, not happening. So this is going on behind the scenes. And let's remember, this isn't happening right now. This has been happening since November. Because they already knew that there was one batch out there of classified documents. There could be more. I mean, tomorrow could be like, oh, breaking news, another, like, there could be more. But we knew that this has been happening since November. So how much, November, December, January, that gives them like over 2 months to come up with some kind of plan here. And I believe they have a plan. I mean, I don't think the Democrats are like, oh my God, shocking. We had no idea. They have a plan. They have everything in place. Maybe their plan is, this is just wild card thought here, is they want Biden out like now, like get him out now. Let's let out like whatever really bad stuff is in here. There's a resignation. Kamala gets tapped. Kamala becomes president, first woman president, a big deal. Oh my gosh. And she takes that title because she knows, like in reality, she could not run for president and get elected. Like she polls like very low, bipartisanly, very low. Like she's not gonna take 2024. Like in reality, let's just be honest, she's not gonna take 2024. She doesn't poll high enough. She pulled so low in her Democrat primaries, guys. So she's not like this widely liked person, right? So it's not like, you know, Democrats are like, no, they don't even want her. But this is her way to get the title, right? This is her way to become president of the United States and first woman president. So they make a backdoor deal. They're like, hey, you become president and you agree to tap whoever we have for 2024. She makes the deal. They may do the deal. And then we see it all go down with Joe Biden. This is like a completely wild thought. Not saying this is going to happen, but in my wild imagination, and that's what I do. I'm always creating in my head. I was like, that would be crazy. Like, what if that happened? And then they tap someone. Now, a lot of people are saying Newsom. I don't think, I know that Newsom is like the prince that they want to crown king amongst the Democrats, but I don't think that he polls that high across the nation. Yeah, you know, maybe California and your left blue, radical lefty blue states, yes. But I think they're going to go with more of a moderate pick. And being in Colorado, I would throw Jared Polis in that category. You guys are like, who's Jared Polis? That's right. You don't know who he is. He's low key. He tries to present himself as a very moderate Democrat. He's not. He's like far leftist Democrat, and he's running the state of Colorado, and it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. But even the mainstream media, when they interview him, they always present him as, hey, you know, he's just this real moderate leftist, not leftist. He's this really moderate Democrat. And I think that he also could be someone that they're talking about. So those are my thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts. Who would be VP? They'd tap. That's the thing. They would probably tap. Like, let's say they put Kamala as president, and then they would tap someone for VP, and that would probably be the person that they want for 2024. Okay, so another conspiracy theory was, I like this. Hold on, where is it? Dang it. Biden was never supposed to last until 2024. He was just the front man for the Marxist establishment. Now they decided to put him in, go now. Yeah, I think he served his purpose. That's the thing, right? I mean, look, he served his purpose. Like, I get it. He caused huge, massive mail-in ballots to take place. He hid in his basement during the election. He wasn't even polling well until, like, the Iowa caucuses. Remember that? Like, but he served his purpose. And now they're like, okay. And now he's like talking about running in 2024. They're like, no, we used you. Thank you. And we're done with you. So, I mean, and let's watch this play out, guys, because the fact that all of this is going down and the mainstream media is covering it makes me think it's a bigger deal with going after Biden. Because if the mainstream media suddenly goes dark, they censor this Facebook place. And let's watch what Facebook does with this. Because Facebook has been squashing all Biden, Hunter, laptop, all of that stuff. So if you start to see more of that, you know that the media and the Democrats are like one and the same. You know that they've talked and they're like, okay, we're going after Biden. Let's go. Let's do it. And then it all goes down with Biden. And then we're not going to see a 2024 run from him. And we might see a resignation. If it goes dark on the media and you don't, and Facebook squashes this stuff and you don't, and the media is like, oh, it's no big deal. Classified documents are no big deal. It's nothing. Just, and they all sweep it under the rug. Then we know that he is going to run for 2024, and he will be the nominee for the Democrats. That's kind of like how I'm seeing this. We hate Newsom in California. Yeah. See, and that's the thing. I know he's got the look of the politician, the whole, you know, persona kind of thing, but I don't think, like, across the United States, Democrats are like, yay, Newsom. I don't know. I could be wrong. Waiting for them to throw Biden under the bus for a while now. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Hillary's free. She's coming back in 2024. Hey, what is she tapped for VP? If my wild, like, crazy wild card thought comes into play, it all depends on what the media does over the next 24 hours. If they're like, oh, you know, it was like documents about, you know, cooking and, you know, what they were having for meals, and it was no big deal. It shouldn't even have been classified. Then we know it's all going to go away. Those are my thoughts. Let's see here. What are you guys thinking? Let me know your thoughts. He is a puppet. Yes. Okay. Get ready. I love it. Yeah. I mean, I find this very interesting, because normally you wouldn't even hear about this. And to be honest, guys, if like aides would have found this stuff, supposedly found some of this, some of these documents. This could have never even been exposed, like disclosed to the public. Like they could have just taken the documents, sealed their lips, and gone about their business, and nobody would have known. The fact that they like brought it to light says something, does it not? It says something. And this makes the whole Trump thing go away, right? I mean, you can't indict a former president of the United States for having classified documents while you simultaneously look the other way while the current president of the United States did the exact same thing while he was vice president when he legally was not allowed to do so. So it's like, I'm sure Merrick Garland's like, dang it. Like, they can't. So Trump is sitting pretty right now. Like, there's no nothing. So all the people are like, just give it a second. They're gonna arrest Trump and he's gonna go to jail. And that's not gonna happen for you. Sorry. Because your guy just did the same thing when he legally wasn't allowed to because he was vice president, not president. So yeah, this is a big deal. It's a big deal. Let's see here. Her is the special prosecutor, the guy in charge here. And he's not far lefty. Now, yeah, he's a Rhino fan, but he's not far, far left. We're not talking like Commieville with this guy. So that says something to me too, because they could have gotten anybody, right? I mean, it's Merrick Garland could have picked whoever he wanted. So, and another thing, guys, they're letting him talk. They're letting Biden talk. His handlers are letting him talk. Biden doesn't talk to the press. Do you guys realize that? Like, it's one or two questions, and then they're like, okay, stop talking, get him off the stage, get him off. The fact that they're letting him stand up there and talk about how it's no big deal, the documents, because they're with his Corvette in his garage was locked. I mean, that was like, oh my gosh. Like, you normally would never, his handlers would never let him talk to the press like that. So that's another thing. They're kind of like, go ahead, incriminate yourself. Just keep talking. So that says something to me too, because normally you'd be like, just don't talk about it. Just don't say anything. Don't let him talk about it. No questions about it. And he's talking about it. It's like watching a movie. I know, right? I told my husband, he's like, man, it's never ending in politics, is it? I was like, no, there's always something. So the next few days, guys, just watch it. I mean, and I haven't turned on. I mean, I should go turn on CNN, and I should check out NBC, see what they're saying. Like, it's important to know what they're saying, because you can study these people. Their angle will tell you exactly where this is going to go. Exactly where it's going to go. It's if they're covering it and they keep covering it, not good for Biden. If it's like, oh, it all goes dark, then we know Biden's fine. They just swept it on the rug and everybody moves on. Somebody said something about Ray. Is Ray doing something? He's in charge of the FBI guy. But, and again, it just again says how political all of this is, because a raid wasn't needed on Mar-a-Lago, yet they did that just for the whole show of it, theatrics. It's disgusting. Nothing else lately that I'm finding. Let's look. Because it's constantly new. Okay, here's one. Breaking, one of the personal attorneys, this is Paul Spiri again, of Biden, who discovered the top secret papers Biden kept at his private DC office, was Dana Remus, who worked with Obama appointed archivist David Ferriero to review Trump's records. Remus left the White House 1 month before discovering Biden's secret stash. Okay. Who else? What else? It's such a dark swamp, guys. And they're all connected to each other. And that's the thing. The swamp is deep. So if the swamp didn't want this out, it wouldn't be out right now. We wouldn't even know about it. and we do know about it. So that's weird, right? I mean, that's weird. Like, acknowledge that. Like, that's weird that we're even hearing this. There's a video, I guess, on YouTube. This is funny. Of Biden in his, like, hot, you know, collector Corvette backing into his garage. And there's, like, it looks like there's boxes behind him. We're like, well, is that where the documents were? I mean, my goodness, you guys. Oh, just talk about irresponsible. It's fine. They're next to my Corvette. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's no big deal, guys. Yeah. So that's what I have for you right now. Of course, I'll update you guys if we find out more. Follow me on Twitter at ConMama, M-O-M-M-A. That's where I'm like retweeting constantly and talking constantly about all of this stuff. Facebook, it's like a, you know, bigger, you know, a big story I'll post, but, and YouTube, shout out to YouTube. Hey guys. Oh, Flash here. What are you saying here? Let's read what you're saying. I am worried about his replacement. I think both Kamala Harris and Biden need to be impeached simultaneously. That's not, yeah, but I would love that, but I don't see that happening. And what do they get Kamala on? Let's see here. When you allow Hillary to get swept under the rug, everyone else thinks he can too. That's true. All the emails that Hillary did, but right. But they did that because she was their pick, right? She was their pick. That's why it was swept under the rug with Hillary. Now, if Biden is the pick, then this will disappear. This will all be swept under the rug. No big deal. Nothing happens. If it doesn't disappear, then we know that Biden's not the pick. He's not the pick. And you're going to hear who the pick is soon. Because they got to build name recognition, all of that stuff. And we're very close to 2024 election announcing all that stuff starting. I mean, okay, let's see. Buyer's remorse possible. No, I don't necessarily think Biden's remorse. I think he did what he was supposed to do, right? He campaigned from his basement, guys, during a pandemic, with mail-in voting. So it was, he was the pick for that. And he got people that don't know about Joe Biden and his family and all the corruption that like, they think he's like just this moderate dude. I know people that think that like, so it'll all come out. It'll all come out if they want it to. Right. And he served his purpose. That's the thing about politics, man. They use you and then they lose you. It's, I can't find you on Twitter for some reason. Oh, no. ConMomma. That's where I am. Okay. Okay. Karine Jean-Pierre is going to talk soon. So we need to tune into that. We'll tune into that. I don't know what she's going to say. I don't know what you say. The guy you're representing is now officially under investigation for taking classified documents. And it's so funny. Like, Biden was making such a big deal out of that with Trump. Remember that? Like, it's such a big deal. I don't know how this happens. How irresponsible is Trump? And then the guy has documents in his garage when he's saying this. I mean, if that isn't the definition of hypocrisy, I don't know what is. All right, you guys. Well, so let's just stay tuned, right? Stay tuned. Keep an eye on what the media does because they are one and the same with the Democrats. They work together. They're a whole operating machine. And so if it goes dark on media, no big deal. Biden's fine. He's in the clear and they're okay with him running in 2024 because I really think he wants to. If this keeps going, you're going to see some movement in Democrat leadership. So, all right, stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk soon. Bye guys.